Okay. We'll begin Beis Hashem and Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph and Beis. This is the sugya of renting out a merchatz to a guy. If it's mutter to do that to before Shabbos. And also giving a guy or stipulating with a guy to be an oris, a sharecropper on a field. And as well, we'll discuss Taisvis. Machlekes Taisvis is Shita about Kablonus on building a house. So we'll start from the Gemara, two lines down from the bottom of the, from the top of the page rather. V'chomakam la yiskalei merchutz. No matter where, but the Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, you can't rent a merchutz, a bathhouse, to a guy. Tanya Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. A person cannot rent out his merchutz, his bathhouse, to a Gentile, because it is called upon the name of the Israel. Meaning everybody knows this is the Jew's merchutz. They know he owned it and operated it. So now, even though he just rented it out to a guy, and the guy is going to operate it on Shabbos, people are going to think and suspect that the guy is the shliach of the Jew. Says the Gemara again, Tan Reb Shimon Lo Loimer, Lo Yizkor HaMerchotz HaLevichom Reish Nikra Al Shemai, because the Jew's name is on it, Ve'evi Chichav Zeh Oysa Bei Malacha B'Shabbos Uviyam Tevim. And the guy will do work on it, in other words, he'll heat up the bathhouse on Shabbos and Yom Tev. Aval a kusi mai, what would be the din of giving it to a kusi? A kusi will not do malacha on Shabbos. Mai, what would be the din? Shari, it should be mutter. Kusi be'ema ava be'malacha b'chela shel mayed. Sounds like you only can't give it to an evichei chavim, but to a kusi you would be able to give it to, because they don't do work on Shabbos. Anything that it says specifically in the Torah, they also abide to. The drush of some chazal, they don't. So Shabbos and Yom Tov, they will also not do malacha. So perhaps they'll be mutter. The Gemara asks, "Ema ove be malacha b'chela shomayi." The problem is they don't believe in drushes of chazal, and therefore they will work on chalamayid. So again, you should have the problem that they'll suspect that this kusi is the shliach of the Jew. The Gemara answers, "B'chela shomayi lananami avdinan." We also could heat up a bathhouse. Nothing wrong with heating up a bathhouse in chalamayid. So that's not a problem. Avol sadeu levichavimai. What about renting out a field to a guy? What would be the halacha then? Shari, that will be mutter. You can't give a merchutz, you can't rent out a bathhouse, but a field will be mutter. Why? My timer, because arisa arisuse ka'ovid. Why is it mutter to rent a field to a guy? Because arisa arisuse ka'ovid. Why the what will people say about this guy? They'll say that it's not that he is the shliach of the Jew, and the Jew commanded him to work on Shabbos, but rather he's an oris, he's a sharecropper. A sharecropper takes, from whatever he works, he'll take either a third or a half of the profits of this field, of the produce of the field, and therefore who's he working for? Who's the guy essentially working for?
Himself,
because anything that he does, he's gaining from. When he works, he takes a profit. When he doesn't work, he doesn't take a profit. So therefore, when he decides to work, is his own decision, and therefore he's not considered the shliach of the Jew. So the Gemara asks, Merchatz Nami, Ami Arisa Arisusa Kavid. So why can't I rent out a Merchatz to a guy? Also, people will say he's just a sharecropper, meaning to say that when he opens, he'll take a portion of the profits. He'll open up. He's open for 5 hours during the day, whether it's a Thursday or a Shabbos, and he'll take half of the profits. So also maybe he's an oris. Maybe that's the stipulation over here. The Gemara answers, Arisa de merchas loy avdi inchi. People don't make up such a stipulation. It's not normal for people to hire out or to hire out an oris to do the work and take a share of the portions, of the share of the profits.
Swim afternoon is the Matthias of the business.
Correct.
Which depends on time and place.
Yeah, presumably. So in the Gemara's time, we're saying a merchatz is usher to rent out, and a field is mutter even to rent out, right? Now, let's just be clear. When you rent out something to a guy, me'ikar adin, you're not doing anything wrong, right? If I rented my store to a guy, and he decides to open it up, that's his own prerogative. He could open up or not, right? Once I rented it to him, he paid me in full for the usage of this store. So he's never doing my work anymore. So there's never an issue of an iser me'ikar adin. There's never really a problem with the guy doing the work of the Jew. What's the only problem? The problem is marisayin. The problem is that it looks like he's my shliach. And that's how Rashi explains it over here. That it looks like he's the shliach of the Jew. When it comes to, that's when it comes to a merchatz. But when it comes to a sadeh, when it comes to a field, there'll be no concern of marisayin. Why not? Because people all automatically will say, oh, he's not the shliach of the yid, meaning he's not his paid day worker. Schir yoim, what is he? He's a sharecropper. So why would he say he's a sharecropper by a field? He won't say he's a sharecropper by a merchatz, by the bathhouse case. There it is, because fields people give it by with a sharecropper, and a merchatz, people don't give by a sharecropper. Arisa the merchatz lo yavdi yinchi.
So therefore, all the opportunities to rent to a goy, whether it's a laundry or a clothing store, you pick your case.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be taloy on whether the assumptions about people see the activity.
Correct. Well, they'll see the activity. The question is, what conclusion will they come to? Yeah.
Right. So that's what it's all telling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not telling them it's use of the business. It's telling on the. What is that?
Yeah, that's what he's saying, right?
The behaviors.
It really depends. And so you can just go on a case-by-case basis and see, do people rent this out or not? Right. That's what it would seem like, right? It would seem pretty simple how to deal with this issue. Either they have it or they...
And the paskening on this would go according to that?
So we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, as Tosfos will say, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Okay? And therefore, a merchatz is aser, but a sad is mutter. So now comes along Tosfos, and Tosfos says, in the long Tosfos, Arisa, Arisusa, Kavid, in the wide lines, about seven lines down in the wide lines. Pasak Rabbeinu Tam, Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the Halacha faz Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Mishmaseinu, I'm sorry. Halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, da'ama arisa arisusa kavid. Meaning that's what we can assume. We can assume that people will say that this guy is just an aris, he's a sharecropper. When we take kach, and based on this, hitterli Yisrael, Rabbeinu Tam was matter for a Jew. Shenosam beisei la'asayisi bekablonus. A Jew who gave his guy over, a Jew gave over his house to a guy, or gave the job, contracted with a non-Jew to build his house. Big kablonus, the livnais by afilu b'shabbes. What's kablonus? Kablonus is different than sharecropping. Kablonus is that I pay him for the job. I make up with him how much we're going to pay him to build his job. We make up, okay, $100,000, and you build this house, and then he has to finish it at a reasonable time, or within a reasonable time, and therefore any time he does the work, whose work is he doing? He's doing his own work. Why? Because once he was hired to do the job, it's his achrayus, he's responsible to finish the job. And as now he's working on his own to finish the job. So it's considered his job. So again, there's no problem, but there is a problem because of marisayin. people don't know that he's a Kablan, and therefore people could assume that I hired him for the day. I'm hiring today on Thursday, I'm hiring today on Friday, I'm hiring today on Shabbos, and they will suspect that he's doing the Jews' work. Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, but we can be matir Kablanos even to build a house. But Kal V'Chaymer Namiyu, it's a Kal V'Chaymer. The Hashta Arisa Sodeh, when you have an Aris in the Sodeh, Shechela Ka Yisrael Mashbiach B'Malacha. Still a Chari, and as when the guy works on my field, even though he's taking half the profits, and if he doesn't work, he won't take any of the profits. But the mice in my field is being enhanced when he works. And that's still mutter. So kablonus she'em by shvach yisli Yisrael klal, b'masha memahar nochi la'aseh kablonusai. There is no inherent enhancement of the house. The house will be built. All there is that he may do it in quicker. The job may finish at a quicker rate if he works on Shabbos. So lekol shekain, the name of kablono kablonuse ka'ovid. Kol shekain, that what? That certainly people will say he's only a kablon. So based on this, Rabbeinu Tam was matir to hire a guy to do a job, to build a house, and then the guy's allowed to do it even on Shabbos. I, Myra, sign people passing by the construction site will think that the Jew commanded from the guy, he asked the guy to do it on Shabbos. What do we say? Nah, people will say he's probably a kablon.
One Shabbos, a township came by and cut the trees overhanging the street. I told them to stop.
Why? Marisai? The thing that you told them, they should come on Shabbos.
Even though if the truck said, low Murray in the township.
Mm.
Just.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Did they stop?
Yeah. They're happy to stop, they get paid anyway. Stop's not a problem.
Yeah, so we have to understand this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. And like we'll see that the Rishayim ask on him, Rabbeinu Tam is saying, why is Kablonus Mutter? Why am I allowed to hire a guy to build a house and I'm allowed to have him build it on Shabbos? He says, well, if I could rent the field to him, and people will assume by the field, what is the guy? He's an Aris, he's a sharecropper, and therefore he's doing it on his own. He made the decision to work today. Kablonus, for sure they'll say, he's a Kablon and he decided to work on Shabbos. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Kal V'Chaymer.
Okay. But he's the minority, and we don't go by this.
Forget who we go by right now. Let's try to understand what his sheet is. What's his opinion?
Building a house?
What's his opinion based on?
It's based on one makes a profit, the other doesn't make a profit. The Mari Sion, how does the Mari Sion get affected by that? I look at him, I say, I don't know that he's not making a profit.
Very good, very good. So, Lechere, the whole Kal V'Chaymer Rabbeinu Tam doesn't make any sense.
That's nothing to do with who's making a profit.
What's to do with them making a profit or not? Go, I mean, like everybody concluded before, it seems like it depends on certainly location and time. What do people do? Do people rent out? Do people stipulate with a guy for a job? Do they stipulate with the sharecropping? So then people will assume that it's being done in a permissible fashion. And if it's not the derech to do it with arisas or kablonis, not the derech to do it in a permissible way, then people could cast a suspicion on this Jew that he is hiring the guy in an unpermissible way. That's what it seemed like it worked. Well, what's Rabbeinu Tam saying? Well, here, by the field you gain, by the house you don't gain.
It's what people are more likely to attribute. You say, I have a vested interest in the guy doing the work. People are likely to say that I told him to. Where I don't have a vested interest, and he's saying there is some interest, but not a tremendous one, that I'm not like, then people are more likely to say, to attribute to kablonos, or to some permissible form of doing. And that's what you're saying is exactly what Rabbeinu Meir later is saying. That makes a difference how you're taking the money.
No, not how you take money.
When money's changing hands, people say one thing. When no money's changing hands, people say another. Or people make a mistake in thinking in halach. There it makes a difference if money's changing hands.
Yeah, forget money changing hands. But it seemed like very simple. If this is the way that it's done, it should be mutter. If it's not a common way that it's done, then it should be marisain, right? So the fact that the field is enhanced, right? Was not how I take the profits, whether the guy takes the profits, the Jew takes the profits. If the field is being enhanced, Rabbi Natan says, still people will say he's an Aris. Certainly by the house where I don't get anything extra because he works on Shabbos, it's the same house that will be built, therefore it will be mutter. That's Rabbi Natan's Kavuch Reim, which needs to be understood. What's it? One more Raya of Rabbeinu Tam. But Oyd Hevi Rabbeinu Tam Raya Mehid Perakam of the Shabbos. The Shari Beis Hillel Liten Kalim Likai Beis. Beis Hillel permits to give clothing to a launderer. The Oyres Labdanur hides to a tanner. In my Shemesh, whether it's at least it's before Shabbos. The Filu Midi Bidifar Hesia. Shari Hosam. Even if it's done out in the open, we find that it's mutter to do. For example, Ahi Brisa, this like Gemara Hasan Dasalit in Chitim Luter Charechaim Shalmayim Elkei Tishit Chinu Baba Idyaim. Can you put wheat into the mill and it will be grind throughout Shabbos? And even though that's going to be viewed in public, and even though people hear it, it's mukila tamud de kebe shamai, that it's only osir, if you hold like be shamai, vela be silil, you could even put it in before Shabbos, sharu, ba'afa bisha mishmas koil, even though you hear it in the middle going on Shabbos, what's the pshat, why is that mutter? So the reason why it's mutter, says Rabbeinu Tam, is because people assume that you put it in before Shabbos. Why is it mutter to give your clothing to the launderer before Shabbos, and he doesn't have Shabbos? People will assume that you made up with him, that he has to do the job of cleaning it, and if he decides to work on Shabbos, that's his own decision. So no, it's his own marasayin. Says Rabbeinu Tam, if I'm allowed to give my suit to the cleaners on Thursday, and even though he's doing it on Shabbos, and people could know that it's the Jew's suit, and that's mutter, so therefore I'm allowed to also have the guy work on my house on Shabbos, a construction site, and everybody knows it's my house, because they'll assume, what? It's kablanus.
The mailing a letter on Friday, if they're approved, hidden in the post office.
Yeah. That'll be the finish. But that's really a yid. Those are yid. All right. So those are two rayas of Rabbeinu Tam. Now let's see how the other rishonim reject Rabbeinu Tam and his shita and his raya. And go down a few lines where it says Ad Kan Shita Rabbeinu Tam, because after that Rabbeinu Tam just goes into a kash of Gemara Moed Katan that's shver on him, and he says that whole Gemara is talking about Avelos, not talking about Shabbos. Ad Kan Shita Rabbeinu Tam, right?
I haven't found it. What line are we on? How far down from where we were?
Rabbi Yitzchak. Yeah, so I can't shoot Rabbeinu Tam. Again, Rabbeinu Tam holds you're allowed to have a guy build a house for you, but kablonus, because people assume it's kablonus. Rabbi Yitzchak Pirish, the kablonus, the bias, is usher. He says it's usher to have a guy build a house even though you hired him for the job. And he rejected all the rais of Rabbeinu Tam. Why? The fact that you're allowed to give hides to the tanner or clothing to the launderer, that's not a raya. The kivadahu talush, since those are movable items, umalacha biyad acherim, and who the item and the work is being done by the guy and in the guy's house, that's mutar afila ba'avelas b'chiyagav neshari. Even but to do it while the person's a mourner, he's not allowed to have work done for him, but that's mutar since it's being done in someone else's property. If someone else had the work, in the Jew's house it shouldn't be done. So you see that the whole heter of giving a suit to the launderer, giving a suit into the cleaners, that's because it's done being done on the premises of the guy. Therefore, there's no marasayin. But for the Jew to work on the Jew's premises, so when he's building a house, whose place is it? It's the Jew's place because he's building a house on the property of the Jew. That would be also, says Rabbeinu Yitzchak. V'reichayim nami ein araya. Also, why? There's no raya lekan. The hosam. Hachitim, Shasam Hachitim L'Secher Echayim, Heim Netchonim Eileim. Over there it's also different. Why? Because there nobody's doing any work. It's just the machine that's doing the work. It's just the mill that's grinding the wheat. And once a guy is doing work and people know that he's doing the work of the Jew, so again, there's no raya, he says, from the Rechayim. That's being done by itself. Now the guy is doing it. There's no raya from the Kalim Lekaybes giving in the suit to the cleaners. Why? Because that's being done on the premises of the guy. As opposed to when he's doing on the premises of the Jew, building a house for the Jew, so the guy is working and it's the property of the Jew, should not be mutter. So they don't bring a raya that it's us, so they're just saying there's no raya from over there, it's mutter. The gamlay dami lahachta schiris sada. Now they're saying the whole raya that you brought in the first place, that it should be similar to renting out a field, the shmeitzin of our Gemara, that can't be compared. Why? The la oilam who regilus lekabel sada barisus lamechselish lisrulervia. In other words, the regular derech, the way it was, is that when you rent out a field, you don't really rent fields. The way you make up with a guy to work on a field is with arisus, sharecropping, half, third, a quarter, and he takes that profit. So there everybody knows that it's done in a permissible fashion.
No, it's not. Skirmish should be fine. It's regular
skirmish
would be okay too.
Right. Why?
Because it's not.
No, Marisai. We're only dealing with Marisai.
No, because if that was the Dera to do the spheres, right?
No, so that's not what Taisa is saying.
But the
Arisus,
the normal
way. Right. So since the normal way is to do a Arisus, so everyone seeing this guy working on the field will straight away assume, what is he? He's a sharecropper. Now, the truth is, he's not a sharecropper. What is he? He rented my field. Now, if he wants to, could I rent out my field? Yeah, because people will assume, they'll wrongly assume it, but they'll wrongly assume that it's being done in a mutter fashion.
But if
the truth is, had they realized that it was rented, it would also be mutter, right? But we don't have to go like that. People will assume he was a sharecropper, and therefore a sharecropper is mutter. So therefore, als Maris Ayin, we get around the Maris Ayin, because people will assume he's a sharecropper. Avol bebinyan bayis, but says the Re, bebinyan bayis, building a house, what's the normal way to make up with a guy to build a house? Regilus liskami deyayim yayim. What you do is you actually hire day workers. Hopefully they're the same people every day. Now you just get people from the street and ask them to work, but okay. You get people and you hire them by the day. You say, here, I'm going to pay you X amount for today, and I want you to do my work for today. So therefore, if that's the case, so someone who's seeing them working, whether it's a Thursday or a Shabbos, will not say they're da kablonos elaschira yaim ninu. So here seems to be a very interesting machlokes. The Re is arguing Rabbeinu Tam and saying you may not have a guy build a house for you and he's working for you on Shabbos, even though you made up with him that he's a kablon. I mean, your stipulation was mutamikar adin, right? And the Re agrees that if you actually made him a kablon, it's really mutamikar adin. But he says, but you never got out of the problem of marasayin. Why not? Because since the normal way of hiring workers for building a house is what? Is with a skir yayin, was with day workers, people automatically will assume they're a day worker. Do you want to bring me a raya by a sada? By a sada, the normal way is what? With arisas, with sharecropping. So therefore, that's what they'll automatically assume. But by a house, the normal way is day worker. So that's what they'll assume. It's a day worker. They won't come to the conclusion that they are a cobbler. So the problem here is, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, I'll tell you it's mutter to build a house by kablonis, if that's indeed the case, and I'll say that people automatically will assume it's a kablon. And Rabbeinu, and the Re is saying, no, they won't assume it's a kablon, they'll assume it's a schir yayim. Why? Because most people use a schir yayim, not a kablon. What's the problem with that? the machlokes of metzias. I mean, let's just find out what is the right. This was the automatic conclusion from the Gemara that we came out right in the beginning, right? Why is a merchutz aser? Because merchutz normally people don't.
You can't do
barises. Don't do barises, and therefore they'll automatically think he's doing the Jew's work. A soda is normal barises, so they won't come to that conclusion. So Maris Ayin, it seems to be Maris Ayin, is always based, is always judged on what's the normal way of doing things. So it seems that Taisvis makes a lot of sense, the Re makes a lot of sense. The normal way of doing a soda is barises, is mutter. The normal way of doing a bias is skir yoim, and therefore it should be aser. Right? So what's Rabbeinu Tam's opinion? Where's Rabbeinu Tam's sheet to come and say, no, I'll assume that a bias is mutter. You can't say he's arguing the Matzias. He says, no, I say most people do it with kablonis. I mean, let's just find out the reality of it. Do most people with kablonis or not? So we need to understand the Machlokes Rabbeinu Tam here and the Re. The Re is not only the Re, the Rosh, the Ran, all arguing Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam stands alone.
Rabbeinu Tam stood himself alone. He didn't do it on his own.
He was so alone that he didn't even allow his own house to be built by a cobbler.
He lived in Burden for all sanctuary. The others did.
Nah. So you want to say, Mamish, he was talking in one location, they were talking in a different location, they Bechlal didn't understand each other. That's one possibility. But it's a little bit deichik to say that. They're mamish arguing on each other and just didn't understand the reality of the situation in this place.
It'd be different that Shigmar by Merchatz says, at least the Merchatz is loya abdi ish. Don't do that. But by this, he's saying it's regilus. It's totally in the regilus and not.
So okay.
Tom just holds it. Who cares? It's not regilus, but people do it sometimes, so there's enough. We're not going to do our sign in that case.
Okay, very good. Very good. So how are we going to explain that? Can explain it better, Dove.
I don't know, I mean, what Marzai...
Does everyone understand this chilek?
Din derabbanan.
Huh?
Marzai is already only a din derabbanan.
Only a din derabbanan, all right, yeah. Yes, absolutely.
It's like when the rabbanan made that din, they're only going to do it to a certain extent, and only make it that when it's, when people are just ruggled to do it this way, they don't always do it that way. So fine, so you don't have to worry about it, that's okay.
You don't worry about it. People don't do it.
Yeah.
People don't do it. Then you have a power sign. But people do it, even if it's not the normal.
That's what I was trying to say.
Okay. Good.
No. That is
good. And the other Rishonim.
Well, that has to be the majority.
Has to be the majority. You don't know. We have to explain to Machlokes. They don't hold that. They don't hold that.
No, they're at bottom. I mean, I don't know where
the vast majority of people have to do it a certain way.
Why are you going to hold
it? We're saying low initiative. People don't do it. And the other ones are saying low initiative. It's not the usual thing.
Right.
So they're just interpreting the
darshan. Yeah. So let's take a look at Abir Halacha over here. In these pages, the handouts. No Rabbeinu Meir for now, right? Let's go at the printed page here. Reish Mem Gimel Sif Aleph. The Mechaber says, Lo Yaskir Odom Merkut Shaloi Lekusi. Person may not rent out his bathhouse to a non-Jew. Memnei Shnikal Shemoi. We saw this halacha in the Gemara. Lekusi Zeh Oisim Halacha Baby Shabbos. Lekusi, certainly in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, they will do work on Shabbos. Because the Sam Merchus Lav La'arisusa Ovid, it's not the stipulation of a sharecropping condition, but rather it's it will be thought of as a skir yoyim. But Amri, and people will say Shekola Revach Shal Yisrael V'Socher Es Hakusi B'Kach V'Kach Liyoyim. People will think that they'll suspect that he hired out this kusi to work for him, and all the profits go to the yid, and essentially he's coming to do the work of the Jew. V'Nimtza Hakusi Eis Malacha B'Shlichusay Shal Yisrael. He's the shliach of Yisrael. Abel Sade Mutter, Shekein Derech Lekabel Sade Ba'arisus. Because people do take, do stipulate with a guy to do Ba'arisus, and therefore you're even allowed to rent it out to him. Because Va'afa Pisha Yadim Shusa Yisrael, even though everybody knows this is the field of the Jew, Oimra Makusi Locha Ba'arisus Ulasmi Oivet. Again, even though they're making a mistake, it's really a rental. But that doesn't matter. Let them make a mistake, and it was Arisus.
So Shekein Derech by this, it's not Shekein Derech that people do it. It's that that's the normal way, that's the majority way to do it.
You wonder what does Shekein Derech mean?
He learns like Greek. That's what I'm saying. The Mechaber Paskins like Greek.
The Mechaber?
Paskins like Greek. Maybe he holds it to Greek.
Yeah? What's for what's your deer? What's your deer?
Later, others see him. He quotes the Rambam. Ah. He says, learns like Greek.
Ah, from other sources. Ah. Mimerechuk Tavi Lachmai. What does he hold over here? I thought you mean Mendaith Losh and Derech.
No, Derech. Derech could kind of go either way. That's the problem.
Oh, so what does Derech mean? What is he saying? That the Derech is the Kabbal Sada Barisus. Says the Bir Halacha, Yesh La'ayin. In my Pirish, does he mean here when he says the Derech is, does he mean Reiv Ha'olam Noisim Barisus? That means that's the majority of people give it Barisus. V'chein Kosev Rosh B'Lashayin Yisayin Perakamad Abedizorah. That is Reiv. Aval, but if then it will be Osir. Why? Is that the pshat? Meaning, most people do it like this, but if it would be only 50-50, then you can't say it's mutter. Or maybe even if it was 50-50, it'd also be mutter. That people normally give out a field through an arisa stipulation. It doesn't mean always, but it means that people also do it in that fashion. La fuke to the exclusion of merchots, the ain derech linen barisus. People do not do that by merchutz. Why? And the svar is mashrotz varansei perakol kisvei lufishay tzeoisa merubin uscharay muat. Because it's not worth it. It's not worth it to pay somebody to run the merchutz, and he'll get a half or a third of the profits. And I'll only take in a third of the profit. It's not worth it doing that type of stipulation. And therefore, v'yaydin ha'kol sh'bishvi Yisrael hu oise. So let's explain what the Be'er Halacha is saying. Be'er Halacha has a chakira like this. What's the reason by a sode we assume, or people, the chachamim will assume, that people will assume that he's doing it by rhesus? Is the pshat that since it's most people give out their field with arisus, so therefore a person passing by a Shabbos say, why is this guy working over there? Must be because he's an aris. Why are they assuming he's an aris? Because most people give out their field by arisus, and therefore they assume he's arisus. What if most people wouldn't give their field by arisus? Says the Be'er Halacha, what if 50% of the population does it by rhesus, and 50% of the population does it with day workers? So then what would people come to the conclusion? What would the conclusion that people come to? We're not sure. People will say, I don't know. Maybe so then maybe they will suspect that he's doing it by Finisher. Maybe they think indeed he's being over Isser of Amir Lakum, and he has the guy doing his shlichus. Right? That's what we could assume.
I thought it was the other way. That less than 50%, that's fine as long as it's done. It's known that some people do it that way.
So that's what he's clearing. Yeah. That's what he's clearing. His first thing, maybe Shekein Derech means that most people do it this way. Right? And therefore that's why I can assume that people will assume that it's done in a permissible way. But if you wouldn't have most people doing it, it will be some do it this way, some do it that way, then indeed there will be a marasayin over here. Because not going to assume for sure he did it that way. Most people don't do it that way. So therefore we're going to suspect them.
Why does he say this a lot like this? How come he's not coming on to what the fellow is coming on?
Why?
I'm trying to say that this Hakir is a chutz for Beit HaTam.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Why he didn't do it?
He saw this as a chutz for Beit HaTam. I'm not sure.
No. No. I don't think, because the Bialoch's point is not addressed in the Machlokes Rishonim.
All he's doing is saying,
Pshat Mechaber. That's right. He wants to Pshat Mechaber. Miloshin HaRambam Mashma, Kamesh Chassan Al-Mam B'Shem Barosh. And he says, and that's how the Chem Mash Miloshin HaShulchan Aruch. So that's what he's saying. That's what we Pshat in this Shulchan Aruch over here.
Yeah.
Okay. The Rara Achrayim that the explained clearly the Machlokes Rabbein Tam and the other Rishonim like this.
Yeah.
One is the Ksav Sefer in the Tshuva that the Machlokes is like this. Okay, so let's clarify what the Dov was saying. The Machlokes Rabbein Tam and the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim hold like this, that if most people give out their Sada Barisus, so then it's always going to be mutter, because people will assume that but this person is going like the normal way to do it is. By Kablonus of Bayis, why do they say it's Aser? Why do they say it's Aser? Because most people do not give out by Kablonus of Bayis. Right? It's the other way. Most people, how do they hire workers to build a house? Most people do it by Schir Yoim. Most people do it by day workers. So automatically, people will suspect that this Jew is doing something else. Because the Regilus is with Schir Yoim. And that's the Lashon of the Rishonim here. That's the Lashon of the Rush over here, where it's underlined. Asad is only done by Arisus. Their position is very strong. The Rush, the Reed, the Ran. The Ran also says this. The Ran says here on the next page. A bias is done normally with a schir yoim. Or arisus. Right? So again, this raya that Rabbeinu Tam says the Rush, says the Ran, there's no raya, because the normal way to do a basodeh is drastically different than the normal way of doing it by bias, which is not kablonus, it's chiryayim. So that's the Rishonim. What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? What's Pshat Rabbeinu Tam? So with this Bir Halacha, it was saying Rabbeinu Tam says like this. It's an interesting shita. What does Rabbeinu Tam hold? And a person comes along and he sees somebody working on a field. He sees a guy working on a field. Rabbeinu Tam says, why does the person say, it's probably done in a permissible fashion? Why? Not because most people do a baresis, but a person will think like this. Is there a mutter way to do this? Is there a way that it would be mutter to have a guy work on this field? Presumably there's a worse way, yeah. It could be he rented it, could be he's a sharecropper. So once there's a permissible way, says Rabbeinu Tam, people will give him the benefit of the doubt, and let's say he's doing it in a mutter way. Now we come to somebody's, there's a construction site, and everybody knows this is the Jew's house, because everybody knows when he bought it, and now he has a guy building the house. Says Rabbeinu Tam, well, let me see. Well, people assume he did it be'isser or did it be'heter? Rabbeinu Tam says, well, is there a possibility to do it be'heter? Yeah, kablonus. You hired him for the job. Oh, if there's a permissible way to do it, most people do it b'shir yoim. Says, yeah, but since there are people who do it b'kablonus, since there's a mutter way to do it, then I'm going to assume he's going to do it. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. He's doing it with the money. How do I know I can give him the benefit of the doubt? So Rabbeinu Tam al kal v'chomer. Why? Because if the Chacham assume I'll give him the benefit of the doubt by a field, even though he gains by the field because it's Mashbiach his field. There's an enhancement on his field when the guy does it. Yet, we could assume, we give him the benefit of the doubt. So by a house where there's no enhancement to his house, still, I could the but there's no enhancement on his house, for sure, I could assume he's doing it in a permissible fashion. The only kasha is, and then by a merchutz, why can't I assume he's doing it? People will give him the benefit of that by a merchutz. So we have to come along to say, Rabbeinu Tam says, there nobody does it that way. For me to give him the benefit of doubt by a merchutz, I have to say that this person is doing something that's so outlandish, it's so abnormal, why would he be giving his merchutz by Arisus? That doesn't make any sense. It's a losing proposition. Over there, people will cast a suspicion on him that he's doing it in the wrong way.
This concept of Marasayan is entirely different.
Oh, yeah. Comes out like this. It comes out that there's no machlokes in Metzias, but it seems that there's a big machlokes in how the Rishayim here viewed Marasayan. There's the Tiferes Yisrael has a long agdama to Mishnayis, and particularly as a whole lot of the Kilkelis HaShabbos to Mishnayis Shabbos. And he goes through all the Malachas over there, he goes through a lot of the Rabbonons, and he deals with the issue of Marasayin. He has a very good kasha. He says, how could there ever be an issue of Marasayin? Don't we have a halacha that you have to be Danas Kololim Lekav Schus? So why do I ever have to worry that people are going to be suspect me of doing something wrong? They have a chiv of doing... Don Lekavskus, right? Yeah. It's a brilliant kasha.
Yeah, if they know the halacha that well.
Huh?
If they know the halacha that well.
So you watch. So what, Darius, you want to say? So Barry's suggesting here's the problem. You're right. Really, everybody has to be there. But worried are all the people who are Amaratsim. And they don't know the halacha. So we're worried they're going to be Don Lekavskus. That's the worry. So you're worried about Marasayan for that.
Or they'll draw the wrong conclusion. It's mutsa to...
No. He's saying something else. He's saying there's two dinim in Marasayan, which also he should have said. Meaning...
Yeah.
Now you have four-way machlokes, right? Here, Rabbeinu Tam and Reed agree on what Marasayan means.
Yeah.
I'm going to be choishish you in doing an avera, right? But there's another tzad to Marasayan that I'm going to take out the wrong halachic conclusion by watching. That's exactly what Rabbeinu Meir said. That I'm going to take out the wrong halachic conclusion from watching. So there, Marasayan applies even if you're dining with Kapsos. So I'm dining with Kapsos. I see that they're building in your house on Shabbos. I'm dying with Kapsos. I'm making a mistake now in saying that you're allowed to build a house on Shabbos. Mali Kavlin, Mali Aris, Mali Skiryom. And I go on a higher Skiryom to go to my house.
Also, Dinah's Marasayan. So you want to split maybe Chshad and Marasayan.
Which is Rabbeinu Meir, that's what he's saying.
Good. But back to Rabbeinu Tam and the Re.
No, so they agree on what Marasayan.
What's Marasayan?
That it's a Chshad on the person.
That we think that he's doing something wrong.
So the Re
right?
Is up to Kasha.
1 second. So again, so here's its first Shalos Kasha. Why do you have this concept of Marasayan? But people who know the halacha, not because he's going to go do something wrong now. People who know the halacha, and all of you know, I'm suspect he's doing something wrong, right?
Okay.
But I love it. Dan Lekavskos. In other words, basically, he's asking like Rabbeinu Tam is right, and it's been Svarah. Rabbeinu Tam seems to be right that if there's ever a way to be Dan Lekavskos, it should be Mutter, and that's really what he answers. He says the only time Marasayan is usher, he doesn't bring this whole Rabbeinu Tam in this whole issue here, is when there's a regalayim ledavar that he's doing something wrong. And as when there's a sort of an overwhelming the suspicion, right? Because it would seem that the overwhelming consideration here is that he's doing something wrong. Raglaim does something wrong. That's when there's Marasayan.
Seems to me that'd be daft. You wouldn't have to worry about Marasayan. In other words, Marasayan is only a problem. I'm going to come on. If you're doing something that's an avera, that's your problem.
Uh-huh.
It's only an issue of Marasayan. If I'm going to misinterpret what's going on,
I'm
going to go ahead
that's
and act
right.
in a way.
No, not act in a way.
One side. No, you're not allowed to do things to make you look like an avaria. That's Marasayan. You're wrong. So there's two things.
Meaning, I'm doing something 100% right, right? But since to everybody else it looks like I'm doing something wrong, there's Marasayan over there. But the question is, why does everybody think I'm doing something wrong? Right? Be down the kavskos.
Maybe the gators, so that they won't perform that.
Yeah, so that's the second aspect of Marasayan. That's true. But this first aspect of Marasayan, right, which is clear, then there's certainly a Marasayan issue where no one's going to come to learn the wrong thing. Call it chshad, call it Marasayan. So what he says is, really you have to do down the kavskos. But when there's a regalayim ledover, you're doing something wrong, then you have to be worried the Marasayan people are going to think I'm doing something wrong. So that's really works well with Rabbeinu Tam. But Rabbeinu Tam teaches, when do you have a raglaim ledover? When it's a merchutz, when nobody does it that way, right? It could be this person is doing that way, but since nobody normally does it that way, like the svar we had in the Rana, itzaisa meruba v'schari muat, so there people will suspect that he's doing something wrong. And that's what the Chacham said, you're not allowed to do that. That's an area which people, we are worried people will be choshed you, because it's raglaim ledover. What you have to say for the other Rishonim L'chayre is that people, the Chacham was worried like this. When the Rav does it this way, the Rav do it in a mitzvah fashion, people will go bust to the Rav. When you don't have the Rav anymore, when you have 50-50, or at least even less than that, when you have it said less than the 50-50, so then that in people's minds, that's already a raglayim ledover. Why? Because the other Rishonim held that once you don't have Rav doing it that way, people will say, why would he be doing it not in the normal way? Why would he do it in what the regulars to do, what normal people do? If he not normal people do that, we'll assume he's from the normal part of society. The stomach's doing, he's from the normal people the way they do it. If not, if it's not doing like the rave, well, automatically they'll consider that a regretty or a glimel dover. So now at least we've able to touch up. We've able to explain here the machlokes Rabbi Natan, the other Rishonim, that indeed their machlokes is where would the Chacham concern about Arisayim? Was it people automatically jump to the conclusion of, oh, what's the rave? He's not. This is not the rave. This is not what people do. Automatically suspicion. Rabbeinu Tam says no. People sort of automatically give the people benefit of the doubt. Their first reaction is, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. Except if something that would be so such an outlandish thought to how he made a stipulation, there people will start casting suspicion against him. And therefore that's the way to touch up with the whole issue of Marasayan is when there's a Raglaim Ladover. Rabbeinu Tam's only Raglaim Ladover when people don't do it. And there are other Rishonim held, the Raglaim Ladover is already once it's after the Rav.
So halachana you're asking that I can build my extension now on Shabbos.
So the Be'alacha came out that the Rambam says like the Rush, Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam, that's the Rav Rishonim, and they all say that it's also Kabbalanus is also.
They only say Kabbalanus is also because they used to hire day, now they used to hire day work.
Ah.
Did everyone does
ah, very good. So now, so now you want to say like this. It seems like, based on these Rishonim, right, the only reason they argue in the Rabbeinu Tam is because if the regilus is right, people use skiri yom. But nowadays, that right people use kabbalanus, it should be mutter. 100%.
Right. Who hires goes out and hires.
Right. Okay. Let's say it's mamish 110% that people use kabbalanus. So based on that, it should be mutter. Indeed, based on those who should be mutter. Except we have another sheet. That sheet we'll have to discuss another week.